Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here today, Tuesday, January 19th, 2021, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And we've got a great guest kicking off the morning this morning with a lot of information for you, the listening public. And we're so glad to have her back this morning after an absence of about a month. But we certainly understand that with how busy she has been as of late. Do want to give you this little bit of housekeeping that coming up tomorrow, Inauguration Day, we have a special guest who will be with us for the first 2 hours tomorrow, 8:10 until 10 a.m., and I cannot tell you who it is. Just tune in tomorrow morning. You're not going to want to miss this. It's a huge guest tomorrow morning, 8:10 to 10 a.m., and for all of you who have wondered, the swearing-in will take place right around noon tomorrow of President Joe Biden. We will cover all of that here tomorrow on the station. We'll have a television going. We'll have the computers up and running. So anything that's going on in Washington tomorrow, we will be covering here live on the air from any source that we can get to. So that's how that will all take place tomorrow. And we will be on the air live tomorrow through 1 o'clock and then pick back up at 4:10 tomorrow afternoon. Now, we kick off this morning with a lot of information because, as you know, we made the announcement last week that the COVID-19 vaccinations are here in Marion and available to certain people in the public. Now, here's how it goes. Starting yesterday, January 19th, Ohioans 80 years of age and older. The week of January 25th, Ohioans 75 years of age and older, and those with severe congenital or developmental disorders. Week of February 1st, Ohioans 70 years of age and older, and employees of K-12 schools that wish to return to hybrid or in-person models. And the week of February the 8th, Ohioans 65 years of age and older. And those vaccinations are available at Kroger, Meijer, and for information, the Health Department and Ohio Health Marion General Hospital. And with all that being said, we turn to the Marion Public Health Commissioner. So glad to bring her back to these microphones, Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How's the last month been?
It has been a whirlwind of meetings and planning and receiving vaccine and getting trained, and we have just sort of been in the bunker, you know, keeping our heads down, just working as hard as we can to be able to make sure that we can give vaccines the right way and get them through as fast as we get them in the door and all of that. So it's been an exciting time, but it's been an extremely busy time.
You know, Tracy, we've had a couple questions submitted over the last month. So before we get to the vaccinations, I want to get to these two questions. Somebody wanted to know if the other services like WIC, like the other shots and immunizations that the health department normally does, has any service stopped with the health department during COVID-19?
Really, the only things that have stopped are the things that brought a lot of people through the door. So we haven't been doing our sexual health clinic, our needle exchange, things like that. But everything else is still going strong at the health department. Our vaccine clinics is still going on. Sometimes we have to change the day, so we'll call and reschedule appointments just based on, you know, that vaccine arrived for COVID and we have to go do that instead or something like that. But yes, everything's still going on like it was before.
And the other question was, in regard to the pandemic itself, at this point, there was a point where if somebody contracted it, the health department would call them, and then there was a contact tracing going on, and there was also letters being sent out to tell people to quarantine. We know a lot of that has stopped. How is the health department still involved with the pandemic on that side of it, being alerted that people have it?
So we still are calling everybody who tests positive. So they'll get a call from the health department. And during that, we're trying to ascertain if they have anybody that would be particularly vulnerable that we should reach out to and just make them aware that they were exposed to COVID and answer any of their questions. But beyond that, we're not doing too much of the contact tracing anymore, so we're not making those phone calls out to other people who were exposed, and we're not issuing those letters anymore. So we're having that conversation with the positive person to figure out where do they work, how long have they been sick, when did their tests come in, and did they expose somebody who maybe works at a nursing home or works for EMS or is elderly, so that we can kind of ascertain what kind of risk people had. So, but other than that, we're just making that phone call and making sure that they have all the information they need, that they're doing okay, and things like that.
Tracy, when it comes to the vaccines here in Marion, we now know that vaccination started yesterday, the 19th, they start today, I guess, the 19th, week of January 19th, for Ohioans 80 years of age and older. And the press release we got said there were 800 doses available community-wide by Marion Public Health. Now, 800 in a county of 65,000 doesn't seem like a lot. Is that just an initial amount of doses? Will more be added as the weeks go on through February the 8th? Or do we even know at this point?
We don't know. And 800 doses is actually the most that we've gotten. So we have been vaccinating since December. We had our first clinic on December 23rd. At the health department, we've been getting 100 doses every week. So for this week, we've added into the mix Ohio Health, Kroger's, and Meijer's. So all of us together have 800 doses. So the health department's share of that is 200 doses. So that's the most we've gotten so far, is the 200 all at once. So it is a very slow rollout. The vaccine is very scarce. There's not enough to go around. And so we really are trying to concentrate on getting those that fit the criteria, 80 and above, vaccinated, as quickly as we can. But it's going to take weeks and weeks.
You know, this is kind of an arch question, Tracy, but I know a lot of people were calling in to schedule the appointments, and if you are 65 years of age and older, it seems as if you read this paper that you would not be able to get the vaccine until February the 8th, and with 800 doses and going through the 80-year-olds, the 75-year-olds, the 70-year-olds, and the people who work in schools, that is it when you make the appointment, or is it based on your age? As if I called in the first day I knew about this, and I'm 65 and I made the appointment for February 8th, but there are still doses available this week, and 80-year-olds have not scheduled, and they schedule this week, who would get the dose first?
Well, our priority group is definitely 80 and over. And so the governor has made very clear he wants us to focus on that population that's most at risk of having a very severe reaction or even death from COVID. So that's where our priority is. And then he's allowed every week us to start expanding a little bit into a new age group. But for each week after this, we don't know how much vaccine we're going to get. So we don't know if we're going to be scheduling 100 people, 300 people, how that's going to work. So we have been flooded with phone calls from people that are not 80 years old. So each one of those other age groups to get on our list. And we have been trying to accommodate to get their name and number and get them assigned to their week. But all depending on whether we actually get vaccine, if the rules change from the governor's office, and how many people that we have 80 and over that we can fit in on that day as well. So it's very, very fluid, and there's not a lot of particular guidelines that we could follow, you know, going all the way out to the week of February 8th. We all know how things change very, very quickly. So that's a long time away for this pandemic.
Absolutely. Tracy, the holidays are now over. Here we are into the month of January. Where do the numbers stand in Marion? What are things like here right now?
We're creeping up on 5,000 cases. We have been averaging about 40 cases a day. So that's down from where we were after Halloween. We were seeing, you know, 70, 80 cases a day some days. So we're down from that, but we're still in a very high incidence of our case rate. So we do still have a lot of COVID in our community. We struggle to understand our case numbers being where they are. How much of it is because people aren't getting tested as much as they were anymore? We know we have a lot of incidents. You can see it in the wastewater numbers that we've talked about before. But we're holding steady around 40 a day in terms of what's actually being reported. We are up to 115 deaths, so 90 of those are from the community, and we've been seeing a death almost every single day coming into the health department for reporting purposes. So that's obviously not where we want to be, and we want to prevent that from happening, and hopefully this vaccine is going to do that.
You know, Tracy, live on the air here, and I believe it's actually on the front page of the newspaper today, Mary Ellen Withrow was on last week, and she said she got the vaccine, and she's 90 years old. And she said the worst thing that happened to her was a sore arm for a few hours. I know somebody past the age of 80 who got it and seems to be okay. But I know somebody in their 30s who got it who is a healthcare worker. And they had some side effects, nothing horrible. It was just, you know, some nausea and some fatigue and a headache. Is that tending to be the rhyme or reason with the vaccines when it comes to side effects, that younger people tend to have more side effects than older people?
I'm not exactly sure about that. I have heard that people who have had COVID in the past tend to have a little bit more of a side effect than people who haven't. But our most reported thing is that sore arm, a headache, some people with chills or body aches, and it lasts about 24 hours. And that's the same thing we see with the flu shot. We have those kinds of side effects reported. So that's the majority of people, and I haven't seen it by age, the difference in the side effects, more whether you've had COVID or not.
Tracy, one of the things that has went on here, as you say, some people have been vaccinated in Marion. I believe it was 400 doses is what we got on the press release. That being said, people have turned it down who've worked in the healthcare system. People have turned it down who were emergency responders. And I think people who work in schools, some of them have said that we will not do this. How can you ease their minds on this? A lot of people are fearful because it hasn't been approved by the FDA. What are you hearing in regard to people who are not getting it?
Well, I think, you know, something new is makes people a little bit leery. It has been approved for emergency use authorization is, you know, kind of what we tell people. It went through the exact same process as any other vaccine. It just went through it a lot quicker. So a lot of the red tape and waiting periods and trying to get your name on the schedule to get approved were eliminated so that they could shorten the period and get that vaccine approved. The periods of time where they did the trials and things like that were not shortened. So this is a vaccine, and we've been giving vaccines, since the 1800s, and the basic formula is the same. So I feel very good about the vaccine and its safety. I don't have any doubts about that. Where it remains to be seen is how long it's good for and those kinds of things, because it's brand new and it hasn't been through, you know, years of use. how long is it going to be good for? Will we have to get another one? Those are the questions we don't know the answers to, but I have no doubts about the safety of the vaccine.
I know there would be no definite answer on this, but the way things are going and the numbers that people have COVID and people are dying with COVID and with the vaccines coming in now, how long are we going to continue to operate in a world in which we have masks, in which a certain amount of people can be allowed in a store or an area that we can't get together? How long do you foresee this going?
That's a good question, and we ask the Ohio Department of Health that question a lot, you know, here at the local level. The guidance is still that even after you've had your two doses of vaccine, you have to wear a mask, you have to stay 6 feet apart and things like that, because they just don't know. They don't know the answers to those questions. And so it's a double approach, vaccine plus those community mitigation strategies that we've been using all along. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take. I think a lot of that will have to do with how many people get vaccinated and how many people don't. That will play into it, I'm sure. But, you know, I'm excited to see what's going to come, you know, the summer, the fall. I think it'll be at least that long before they start, you know, looking at the recommendations to possibly change them, but I think we still have a long way to go.
Two quick questions here, Tracy, and maybe this has come up because so many people have gotten it and made it through the COVID-19 at this point. Can you get it twice? Some people seem to feel, yeah, you can, because we don't know, and some people seem to feel that no, you can't, because like other viruses, that if you've had it, you build up antibodies.
It's very dependent. So we have seen a few people come through twice, and I think a lot of it has to do with you know, how sick you were the first time. You know, did you have any symptoms? Some people tested positive but had absolutely no symptoms. They didn't even lose their sense of taste and smell. You know, will they be able to get sick again? How long do those antibodies last? So we're just starting now to get into a place where I think, you know, we can start seeing people come back around. So it all remains to be seen. There's just so much we don't know about this virus.
You know, Tracy, if you get the vaccine and somebody in your house comes down with COVID, or you come in contact with somebody, you find out you've come in contact with somebody who has it, would you still have to quarantine?
I think right now you would. I don't know when that guidance would change, but I think right now you would, because we don't know a lot about how effective the vaccine is in the real world. We all need to get vaccinated in order to have enough data to get that, you know, those guidelines changed. So for now, the main priority is keeping this virus from spreading. And so anything we could do to keep the virus from spreading, including quarantining, even if you've had your shots. Now, that's where it stands today. I don't know what it'll be like a month from now.
And final question is, at this point, what is the biggest worry we face here in Marion County when it comes to the pandemic?
Well, we have a long way to go still with this pandemic. We're not out of the woods. I think one of our biggest worries is just not having enough vaccine to meet the demand of what people want. So that vaccine is very scarce, and I know there's a lot of people out there that want it. We're getting calls and emails every day of people with pretty significant medical issues who are waiting on the vaccine and unfortunately don't qualify. So, you know, we want to get people vaccinated before they get sick and wind up in the hospital. And so, you know, it's we just all need to hold on a little bit longer, you know, until your turn comes around for the vaccine, and hopefully that will start to improve people's circumstances, where yes, you may still catch COVID, but you're not going to wind up on a ventilator in a hospital. So my biggest concern is somebody's going to, right before they're eligible to get the vaccine, that's what's going to happen to them.
Now, Tracy, and just real quick before we get out of here, because I think it's important for people who are getting the vaccine, that it does lessen what would happen if you had COVID, but also it takes about 8 weeks for the vaccine to fully take hold. Is that not right?
Yeah, so you have some immunity after your first dose. I want to say it's like 60% immunity after your first dose. And then after your second dose, it's going up to like 95%. So it makes a big jump there, and that's one of the most effective vaccines that that we've seen in terms of, you know, how much it reduces your chance of getting sick. But anybody could still get COVID. It just like with our flu shots, with our measles shots, people can still get sick. But you're not going to have the severe case. You're not going to wind up hospitalized or pass away because of the virus if you've gotten the vaccine. So it definitely eliminates those more severe effects.
All very good information. Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, thank you, and thank your staff for everything they're doing. I know it's been a rough couple months, and I know you continue to work hard down there with the vaccinations in, and thank them and thank you, and hopefully we hear again from you in around 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tracy Kinsler, Marion Public Health Department, all you need to know about the COVID vaccine and the pandemic in Marion County at this point. Joined in studio this morning for the duration of the program by Michelle Whitaker, who doesn't have the microphone near her face, is trying to put the headphones on. You had a whole extra 20 minutes there while Tracy was on to, there you go, flip it around. Yeah, now pull the mic a little closer.
We're good. I'm never prepared.
All right. You had a whole extra 20 minutes.
I know. I was listening.
And what do you take away from the Tracy Kinsler information?
I wouldn't want to be here.
It's a tough time.
Yeah. I would say. I'm sure she's working all the time.
Well, apparently these 800 doses right now are it. Now, we don't know if there'll be more. I'm sure at some point there'll be more, but we don't know if it'll happen in the next month or not.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. That was my question. I had that question about the vaccination and if you're around somebody with corona in your house. That's a good question.
It is
like,
a good question.
Because I'm always like, I don't know. I don't know. I know someone that's kind of in that situation right now. They've had the first dose, and one of their children just got COVID. And she's like, well, I don't, like, what do you do after you have the vaccination? Do you have to quarantine? Do you not have to quarantine?
Well, it's my understanding the vaccination is not, does not make you immune.
Right.
But it stops the symptoms
right.
from being so horrendous mm-hmm. that they would kill you.
Right.
Which we don't want to be killed.
So they can still get it. And then if they were around somebody that hasn't got the vaccination, might be worse for that person. Like if you're
right.
out and about.
Right. Well, right. And one of the interesting things, and it's because we haven't even been in this a year yet, that if somebody gets it, can they get it again? Now, she said they have seen some cases where people have had it twice,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can or not.
I think you can. I mean,
now, they used to say, though, didn't they, that if you got the flu, you could not get the flu again. You could get a different strain of the flu,
mm-hmm.
but not the same flu.
Oh, I don't know.
Is
that true?
Well, I don't know. That's
well,
what I heard.
Well, chicken pox. Like, you don't get chicken pox
right.
twice.
Right.
I got that once. First grade. That was that.
Right. And if you get chicken pox, now, what is it? You can't get shingles when you're older? Isn't that what they say?
I don't know.
There's something to... There's some...
I
some,
thought that you could.
Is that... It means you can?
I thought that you might. I don't remember.
So the virus lays dormant?
I don't know. Wasn't that a thing like a few years ago? I remember that. Like, there was some kind of medicine commercial for that.
Well, there is a correlation to it.
Yeah.
That if you... It's either if you have chicken pox or don't have chicken pox, you can or cannot get shingles.
I thought it was if you had chicken pox, you might be able to get that. Maybe.
Because the virus lays dormant in you for a long, long time.
Probably, I'm probably going to get it in 20 years. Because I get everything. I don't know. I get everything.
You think you get everything?
I feel like I get everything. Not really, but I mean, I have
got... You had COVID.
Yeah, I did get COVID, and I don't even know how I got it because I don't even go anywhere.
But you felt just run down and...
I was. Oh, it was a weird feeling. Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
My daughter, growing up, had chicken pox twice. She had, this was when she was in grade school, she had like 5 spots the first time and 3 spots the second. And also my husband had shingles. So if you do get chicken pox, you have that virus is still basically in your system. And yes, you can get shingles.
So it is, if you had chicken pox, you can get shingles.
Yes.
Now, I wonder if there is any way to prevent that, because you certainly don't want to get shingles as you get older. I don't know how you would do it.
There's a shingles shot that's available.
Do you think people are getting the vaccination for the pandemic at high levels?
I think that they want to. If it's not available, then they can't. But I know more people who want it than don't.
It's interesting because it seems to me that if you were going to say first responders and healthcare workers is who it was offered to in Marion County first, that there's only been 400 doses administered. That to me does not seem like a large number for that entire group.
No, it doesn't. But again, I don't know. I don't know if it's because it's not available or if it's because they don't want it or are scared of it.
It's an interesting question. If you were offered the vaccination, would you take it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my husband also.
Yeah. And have you signed up?
No, because I'm in the 65 group.
Right.
Now my husband, he's older. Ha ha. So he's in the group before me, so the 70. If it's available, I'll be in line.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in and giving us the
again. The chicken pox.
Right.
If you have a really really light case, because the first time Jody, my daughter, got the chicken pox. It was just really strange, but Dr. Ray, confirmed that she had chicken pox, and then the second time, she just had a few of them, and he said if you don't get a doozy of a case, you can get the chicken pox twice.
Oh, that's interesting. I know getting it older is no fun. I didn't have it, but one of my uncles had it when I believe he was just had turned 40 or late 30s, and boy, it was an awful thing.
I was always scared of the mumps because I didn't get the mumps when I was younger, and then, I've never had those. Measles, yes.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for the information. I think that's important for people to know as well, because when you get to a certain age, the shingles can be deadly.
Oh yeah, they're not fun, and my husband still suffers sometimes. This was years and years ago. He had them on his back, and the area will act up every whip stitch.
And it is. It's a virus, so it. Now, were you told? Do you have to be around somebody to activate that virus in your body, or does it just activate?
It just activates. Shingles aren't contagious.
That's interesting.
The way you get shingles is if you've had chicken pox, then that's still in your system, and I don't know. And I don't know if doctors even know what sets it off. Because some people get them, some people don't.
Absolutely. Wait.
And there is a vaccination for shingles. There is a shingles shot.
Well, not a bad idea if you're maybe over 40 and heading toward a time when you would be able to get them.
That's true.
Yep. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And again, phone lines are always open anytime you'd like to say anything. 740-383-9944. Yes?
I'm going to be mad if I get shingles.
Well, I've had chicken pox.
Me too.
Yeah, I was first grade. I think I was first grade too.
I remember having chicken pox very well. Like, it was around Halloween, which is weird. I remember that. That was a long, long time ago. You don't have to put another long in there.
Long, long, long time ago. Now, the person who has joined us from time to time, Abby.
Yes.
I think she's not listening this morning.
She had casein this morning, so I don't know if she's at work or she does have a job.
Me too. I'm thing. Right here.
Well, yours is right here.
Right
yours
here.
Isn't. She's I know she had casein this morning. I know she had to take him to school or what. He's on hybrid. School went back.
School did go back. The hybrid model.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. I'm just kidding.
Well, how long was it? A month?
I would say it was about a month. Yeah. They've been home forever.
But is this a good thing? I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
I guess the numbers
honestly,
are getting better.
I mean, I was at school for 9 weeks at the beginning of the year, and I don't think school is the issue. The kids are really spread out. It's not crowded at all with the hybrid model. Now, if they were all back at the same time, I'm not sure what would happen. They would all be on top of each other.
So you were collecting an easy paycheck is what you're saying.
I was not.
You were collecting an easy paycheck. This is what you're saying to me.
It
at
was
this
important
point.
For me to be there, and I didn't miss a day, and I showed up every day. So,
well, that's and you ended up with COVID at the end of it, did you not?
Well, that was way after. Well, you know, funny thing is, I did fill in for somebody that had COVID, and then 2 weeks later, I got COVID. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know. That's I kept saying, where did I get this? Because I don't go anywhere, but. I did fill in for somebody for a week because they were off because they had COVID. And then, but it was, 2 weeks isn't that long, I guess. I think it's like a 14-day thing. So maybe.
Well, you know, I'm hearing more and more about these long haulers who, after it's over, still have the symptoms.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that lasts.
It lasts. I was really tired for a really long time. Really long time. Like, I thought, am I ever going to have energy again? I'm still, like, but when I sleep, I sleep. I still sleep, like, 8 hours a night, which isn't normal for me. I'm usually, like, a 6-hour sleeper. So, today, when I had volunteered to do this, I was thinking I was crazy getting up in the cold winter.
No, it's fun to come out, isn't it?
No, it's so much
fun.
It's
so much fun. Now, and just because we'll do it right here on the air, you are going to be here this Friday, 12 to 1. Now, last Friday, apparently, there was some long-standing appointment that allowed that not to happen.
I did. I had an appointment, and I couldn't reschedule. But this Friday, I don't have an appointment.
Now, this Friday, it could be two or three people because it could be possibly your son.
Yes.
Dawson.
Yeah.
He was on once before, wasn't he? Has he ever been? I know he was in here once, but I don't remember if he was on. He was on. He was on.
Probably.
Yeah, he came in one Friday with you, I remember.
Funny thing is, I told him when I was coming here this morning, he's like, oh, I'll come with you. I go, I have to be there like at 8. I go, there's no way you're making it. He's like, oh, I'll get up.
He didn't
get
up?
And I just texted him. I said, you want to come in for like the 9 o'clock hour? He goes, I think I'm going to sleep.
Oh, is he a late night owl?
Yes, my whole house is full of night owls. Like, I'll tell you one thing. All this has done is kill my kid's schedule. Completely.
Well, why is it when you're young like that? Because I was like that, too. You want to stay up later. You do stay up later. A lot of times you're very tired the next morning at school or you go in late. But once you get to be, like, 35, you no longer are a night owl.
You're not. You're right.
You don't even want to be.
Well, I just said that last night. I said, I want to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Like, I used to, like, sometimes get in bed at 8 o'clock. And now I'm kind of more of a night owl. And I think it's because the kids are up later. And this whole thing's just made me, my schedule has kind of flip-flopped, too. Not having to get up to go to school in the morning. Now, if I have to be at school in the morning, like every morning when I was slept for 9 weeks, I'm going to bed early. Because Harding's early. Like, you have to be there by 7. So, up at 6.
You know, I always wondered why they made school a lot earlier than some jobs. I mean, is that a training thing?
I don't know.
Trying to train people?
What, school earlier than jobs?
Well, you know, most jobs, I would say, are probably 9 to 5. Now, factory jobs tend to start a little earlier. But most jobs are 9 to 5, but school does not run 9 to 5.
Yeah, they want to get out. I don't know. I do like, I mean, Utah, it is nice getting out earlier.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. It's nice getting out at 2:30, 3 o'clock, whatever it is.
Right.
But I would just, you know, school being the training ground for your life, the schedule isn't.
Because sports, like, it will get dark, especially like football, soccer, like the outdoor things. It starts to get dark in the fall, so if you didn't get out till 5, you'd be practicing in the dark. Then you have to turn the electric on. That costs more money.
Yeah, but you know, middle school and elementary schools go later than 2:30.
Well, that's because of the busing. They have to stagger the busing.
Well, and they don't start till like 8:30, 9 o'clock now.
They have to stagger the busing in the morning and in the afternoon.
Well, I understand, but if we have to stagger it, wouldn't the high school kids who are closer to going in the workforce, shouldn't you put them closer to the real life schedule than the kids?
Well, I think high school kids are definitely more tired in the morning compared to elementary school kids. I think it's flip-flop. Like,
She's listening now, by the way.
Oh, okay.
She did have to take Jason to school.
I think elementary school kids definitely are better to go early, like at the high school time, than the high school kids are. They are first period, nobody talks first period in high school. It's
everybody's tired.
Yeah, everybody's tired because they stay up late. And elementary school kids go to bed because their parents make them go to bed, most of them. So I think, I don't know if it has to do with just, I don't know what it is. Like, they want the older kids to be able, if they need their younger siblings to be, because I know Grant kids walk to like Harrison and pick up their younger siblings from school. Like, they'll wait for them and then walk home with them. So I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, I do want to thank Tracy Kinsler again for coming on earlier this hour. And Friday, possibly at this point, we know we'll have you. There's possibly a good chance there'll be Dawson. And Abby seems to be a day-to-day proposition these days. But you never know. You never know. She might show up. She's more than welcome to come in. I have to say that because apparently sometimes I'm not clear in that invitation.
Oh, my.
No, I just, I'm saying, more than welcome.
Yeah,
more than welcome.
Yeah, you're not always clear on invitations.
I don't think that's true, but whatever.
We'll see.
Now, I do have to correct something, though, because yesterday I posted this online because the Marion Star very nicely did an article on Mary Ellen Withrow. Did basically her appearance when she was on this show about what she thought about what happened at the Capitol, what she thought about Jim Jordan getting the Medal of Freedom, what she thought about President Trump's term, the COVID vaccine. You know, she was on a week ago today talking about this. Mm-hmm. And they did an article. It's above the fold on the front page of the newspaper, which is very nice. The headline, Withrow Reacts to Riots at Capitol. And they do mention us, so I thank them for the credit in that. But here's the thing. I thought it was in yesterday's paper because it appeared online yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't in yesterday's paper. It's in today's paper. So if you go get your paper today, you'll see, you can't miss it. It's right on the front page. Withrow reacts to riots at the Capitol. Now, here's the thing. There's a picture in here at the bottom of this article. And in the picture is the mayor, Ron Arusi, Linda Sims from this station, Jeff Ruth, Mary Ellen, and myself from her 90th birthday party back in October. Now, here's the problem. In this article, in the picture, not in the article, the article's got it right, but the picture says, I'll just give you a little bit here, Mary Ellen Withrow Center poses with WGGH-FM radio host Scott Spears. So it's WWGH, not right. WGGH, but that's okay because because they do get it right in the article, and that's, and I don't think people pay attention to call letters anyway. I think they pay attention to where it is on the dial, and I think they do mention it in the story where we are on the dial, so that's okay. But regardless, at the end of the article, it mentions everybody who was there, and then it said, Spears celebrated Withrow's 90th birthday on his show on Thursday. but we didn't, because her birthday was
in October.
Thursday, October the 2nd, I believe.
Still, my birthday's the 2nd.
So, just, and I'm not here to, because I'm glad the Marion Star did this article. I'm glad that they mentioned the station in it. I thank them profusely for that. I'm just, for people who might get this, Mary Ellen did not turn 90 last Thursday. This picture is not from last Thursday. It's from the first week of October last year, and it's WWGH, which in the article it says that. Yeah, WWGH in the article.
Oh, they just accidentally put WGGH
in the picture.
In the picture.
Yeah. When Linda Sims, who's in this, is also with WGGH.
Right.
So there you go.
WWGH. I know the letters.
Well, it's Warren G. Harding.
Because that's how I've never associated with
That's what it is.
Oh.
Warren G. Harding.
I never even thought of that.
That's what it stands for.
Oh, that makes sense. There you go.
But I thank them for this because for a long time, it was very funny. The newspaper and radio stations in this town, I don't want to say they didn't get along because the people always got along because you saw them at things you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But for the radio to run a newspaper story or the newspaper to run a radio story, that didn't happen.
Oh, no?
No.
There's a whole world that I don't know about.
There's a whole... Well, because the theory for a long time was they were fighting for advertising dollars.
Okay.
That was one of the reasons. And also, number two, you didn't want to... I think in those days when you only had newspaper and you only had radio in one city, you didn't want to diversify where people could get news.
Mm-hmm.
People get news so many different places now.
Right. Well, it used to be the paper, so the paper could do that. Like, nope, we're not associating ourselves with you right now.
And
but now
staffs have gotten smaller.
You know, the paper, I don't get the paper. Now, when my parents always got the paper, I did read the paper. My mom still reads the paper at my sister's, the Columbus one, because she's always there every day. But I miss the newspaper. But
well, you know what? The thing about it is news. If it happens on a radio station or mm-hmm. a newspaper reports it, if it's news... I don't think you should avoid it just because it happened on something you may regard as a competitor. But I don't think we do that anymore.
You know, I'm going to age myself even more here. I think if I hear it on the radio, I feel like it's more legit, or in a newspaper, as opposed if you're reading it online and you don't really know the website it's from. Is it real? Do we know? You know what I mean? Like, you don't know if it's completely legit news.
Well, that's true.
All the time. Right. And I feel like if I'm reading it from, say, the Marion Star or the Dispatch or the Times, or here you're saying it on the radio or another radio station, I'm going to definitely know, like, you're not going to just say news to say news. You're going to definitely check your resources first, as opposed if I'm just finding it online somewhere. We won't name any social media sites.
Well, you know what? There's one social media site that is locally operated,
mm-hmm.
and I'm always shocked how many people get their news from that social media
right.
site because they have so consistently been wrong.
Yeah, I just can't follow just any site and believe that that's true. So I do like hearing it on the radio or seeing it actually, like if it's an electronic newspaper online, you know, I look up that before I look up something else.
Well, anytime I say something on the air, even if it's something I get while I'm on the air, I make sure to say this is my opinion and this is how we have it at this point.
Allegedly.
But, you know, it's not necessarily news. But there is this run to get everything out first.
Right.
And that's not really necessary anymore.
No, it's not.
It's better to get it right than get it first.
I would so much rather get it right than be first. Because if you're wrong, no one is shy about telling you how wrong you were.
Well, if you really... Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I recall a story last year where something like that happened. But we did have that story right.
Right.
I'm not even going to get into that.
Right.
But we had that story right.
Correct.
And still took...
Yep.
Flack galore
mm-hmm.
for it. But you know what? I like that flack. You know, people think that that's harmful or something. I like that sort of flack because people are paying attention. You find out that people are paying attention to something
right.
that you're doing.
Yeah, that's true. That they're listening.
You know what about that story? And only people who listen every day are going to understand what I'm talking about. And I'm not going to bring it back up again. But the one thing that puzzled me most about that story was for people who critiqued that it was so wrong... Nobody ever printed any kind of retraction. Nobody ever tried to dispute exactly what it was. And no other news source, and I know it was a true story, no other news source in this town ever ran it.
Right. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. It is weird.
Because it was a big story.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Got a lot of attention.
It did. You had it right. We're getting feedback.
I did, and I know I had it right because, and then here's the thing, and at the time, again, I did not reveal who my source was on
right.
this, and I'm still not going to reveal who my source was on this.
That's right.
But I knew that source was reliable. I knew they would not feed me false information, and even if they had, I would have come back later and said, listen, the information I got was not right.
Right.
But it turned out to be right.
Correct. Yeah. I think you, and you do have to base it on your sources. Like, if you know it's a reliable source, I mean, I know I wouldn't ever say something to someone if I didn't know for sure that I know is going to announce it.
But you know what? I don't mind when somebody comes to me and says, I want to be anonymous. Because the reason a lot of times they want to be anonymous is it could hurt them more
mm-hmm.
than it could hurt me. You know, yeah. that story, people just saying nasty things, that doesn't hurt me.
No.
You know, I hear worse things from the mailman than what those people were saying. But I do understand that there are people who are on the inside of things who that could be a much stickier situation
right.
than it would be for me.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm a type of person I would want to remain anonymous, usually, I would think, if it was me.
Do you know right now? Now, see, this will be a teaser for the audience because we're about to go to break here. But I know of a big, big story here in town. And I know that it's true because the person who told me it, absolutely 100% believable. But I will not report it yet because it's not life and death.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of those things. It's not life and death, and it's not in that way. But it could lead to a big change in Marion. So what I need to do, I just learned about this last week. I need to go to the person who it's about and tell them directly, listen, I know what's going on. If you want to come on and talk about it, that's one thing. But I just be aware that I know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I think they would come on. And by the way, we are going to break. But don't forget, tomorrow morning is inauguration day. This is the last day, last full day of the presidency of Donald Trump. This is the last full day today. He leaves at noon tomorrow.
Oh, man.
A lot of pardons will be coming down in the next 24. Now, on that note, again, we will be covering the inauguration tomorrow, and we've got a huge guest who you're just going to have to tune into tomorrow morning to listen to, and they'll be with us for the entire two-hour period, 8, 10 to 10 tomorrow, and then I'll be on with Glenn through noon tomorrow, maybe even a little longer, because the swearing-in, I think, happens at noon. So, all that being said, tune in tomorrow morning, and you'll find out who that big guest is, but nobody I'd want to have more than this on inauguration day. So there you go. Coming back with Michelle Whitaker and the rest of the program in 15 minutes.
For the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yeah. Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Sure.
Yeah, I liked it too. So how long have you had this show?
This show?
Yeah.
This particular incarnation of this show has been on about a year, but